Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Denise Erpelding and Steve Roth with the Washington Betterment Foundation about their group and their upcoming pub crawl.
Can we get into what the Betterment Foundation is?
It is a group of 15 of our board members that meet once a month, and we have donation applications that are out that people can fill out online, and we kind of go through those and see which ones kind of meet our criteria, and we meet once a month to go through those.
Yeah, we have board of directors, and we do fundraisers and grants.
We've awarded grants totaling over $500,000 to improvements to the Washington community.
Yeah, we do downtown flowers, and we do the downtown Christmas lights. We donate to the Wellness Park Pavilion, the Wellness Park Playground, the YMCA, Washington Hospice Building, tree planting, and much, much more.
I didn't know if you wanted to talk about your board of directors at all.
Our president is Isla Ernst. Our vice president is Roxanne Bush. Secretary Lyle Moan. Treasurer Janelle Johnson. Board members Lindsay Altenhoven, Paige Flotterud, Marty McConnell, Samantha Meyer, Aaron Pickens, Sean Redlinger, and of course, Steve and myself.
So if somebody wanted to get involved with the Betterment Foundation, how would they go about doing that?
We do have a Facebook page. We do have an email, WashingtonIowaBetterment Foundation@gmail.com. Our Facebook at Washington Iowa Betterment Foundation. They can contact any of our board members.
The board members are on the website, so they can contact any of them too.
Yeah.
And I know you have an event coming up, if you want to talk about that.
We do. March 18th, our annual pub crawl. It's been a while since we've had it.
Yeah.
But we're back, and we are looking forward to March 18th. It's so different this year because we still have the five establishments we're going to go to, which are JP's, Unkin Neff's, Wagon Wheel, Lebowski's, and the golf course, the Country Club. And those are the five we're using. And with the help of Denise and her husband, if you go to all five of those bars, you'll have a punch ticket, and you have a chance to win a nice big TV.
Try to keep the buses moving and the people moving from each establishment. Sometimes people kind of maybe will gather at one and maybe not move from one place to the next, and so we try to keep people moving a little bit, getting on those buses.
Yeah, we have buses that, like I said, buses, a gentleman out of Sigourney that's going to, two buses that will take everybody around, so it's drive-friendly, that kind of thing for us. And we make sure that we have somebody at each establishment we sell pretzels. We have pretzel necklaces. We have koozies this year. Mm-hmm. They can still buy a ticket. We're hoping they still can't buy a ticket, but we'll probably still have some tickets left with a t-shirt they get. It's $30, and we are selling them.
So we will be selling the t-shirts, and you get with that $30 a t-shirt, and then you get a pack of tickets. And that ticket gets you a drink at each one of the establishments. Each one of the establishments we have on our Facebook page, we will have a list of the different bars of what their food kind of selections will be for the evening. So some places have, I think, sliders. Some of the easy things that you can kind of little finger sandwiches so that you can have your drink and have a little bite to eat and then maybe head out on the bus to your next place.
So we have more places to sell. I mean, before Sunday, the March 12th, we'll be at Unkin Neff's again from 1 to 5, and then March 16th from 6 to 8, which is their taco night. We're there from 6 to 8 at the Wagon Wheel. There is one more thing we do. We have the Barrel of Fun. It sets at Lebowski's. He's very gracious to display it for us, but we've all donated what we like, and
Washington,
you can buy, Washington Lumber donated the
wheelbarrow,
and it's in a wheelbarrow. Mm-hmm. We also have a picture that Paige drew. And it's very pretty that's in there. Plus, we also have a night stay at the casino that they donated graciously. Plus, many, many Christmas presents for years to come if you're not a drinker.
Or so, you can have your own get-together for, say, a 4th of July party or maybe a summer get-together.
And you can buy them at Bob's all the time. The tickets are for sale out there, $20 for a ticket, raffle ticket. You don't have to be present to win. And that's one of our fun things. It really is.
Yes.
That's one of our fun things. There's some food in there. Some food in the barrel too. And
snacks to go along with your beverages.
Like I said, we'll be selling those at each establishment we're at, and you can buy them from Lebowski's anytime that you have to go out to eat. If you go out to eat lunch or supper or something like that, but
Great. And when is the drawing going to be then for the Barrel of Fun?
10 o'clock at Lebowski's. We will all kind of meet back from each of the different locations that we're coming from. I will be working at JP's that evening. I think Steve's at Unc and Neff's that evening. Mm-hmm. So at 10 o'clock, we all meet back at Lebowski's, and then Lebowski's will do our drawings for the TV and for the wheelbarrow.
And give a shout out to all the establishments, because they donate money back to us from each drink. So it's they're very willing to help us out on this kind of thing, and it's very cool. But we'll have 50-50 drawing too that night, so you get a chance for 50-50. It starts at 5 and it ends at 9:30. So the buses will run from 5 to 9:30. You don't have to drive anywhere. I mean, you can park somewhere and you can get off there. But all our final stuff will be at Lebowski's at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And then the funds we use to help with some of the projects, as we were talking about earlier, to help better Washington, our community. So it's a lot of fun. It's fun for our board to kind of put together. We've been working on it since, what, December?
Yep, we started in December working on it.
Yeah, and we've kind of met kind of month by month, and everybody has kind of a piece of the puzzle, and we all kind of work together, put it together, and have a fun event come March.
And you can buy tickets that night too. So I mean, if you're busy every weekend and you're busy on the nights, and you can contact a board member and they can get you tickets too. But there are tickets available, and there should be t-shirts available that night.
Okay.
So save the date for March 18th.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
That was Denise Erpelding and Steve Roth joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the Washington Betterment Foundation and their upcoming pub crawl. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.